Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
I have a feeling this is a really bad idea, and nobody's going to really be with me on it. But I'm going to put it out there anyway.
I love a good bad idea, though.
Yes, I'm here for it. We should start a Burt Show band.
What?
Okay, no.
A Burt Show band.
None of us are musically inclined. Have you heard me sing? It's bad.
Touche. But here's the thing, right? So,
can we just have an instrumental band with no words?
I don't think so.
We just get up on stage and stare blankly into the audience.
No, we jam out. We're playing instruments, but we just don't sing.
It's like one of those silent parties, but it's no headphones. It's just really silent.
We're just like a really sad Burt Show orchestra.
We're mimes.
Can y'all have a little more faith in your ability
and in
your talents here? Okay, have some confidence, right? So I picked up a new hobby. And I've always wanted to play an instrument, always. But it's difficult. That really is the only answer as to why I haven't done it. Every time I've started, I've stopped, and I've never taken it serious enough to actually follow through. This time I told myself, I'm not going out like that. I have to learn how to play an instrument before my time. And it came down, it used to be the drums when I was younger. I really wanted to know how to play the drums. I'm over that. Too much noise, too much time, whatever. So it came down.
Not really conducive for apartment living either.
No. Not at all, right? So it came down to either the guitar or the piano. And I was kind of stuck because I really want to know how to play both, but I'm no Prince. So I'm just picking one and we're sticking to it. And I thought to myself, most of the time when I go places, I travel, you always see pianos in places. And I always have that moment of, damn, if only I could play. Like, I could get on the piano and just really shock people around me. Like, this guy can do that. And so I went with piano. And I started about 2 weeks ago, and I've been taking lessons, and I've been doing like an hour a day. And the progress has been better than I thought it would be. Like, I'm pretty decent, and I think it helped me because I've been doing music my whole life. So I'm learning the different tones pretty easily. But as I'm telling this story to Tommy and Abby at Burt's Big Adventure while we were in Disney, I learned that Abby once almost played an instrument. You said you almost played the guitar.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, for like a week.
Almost.
Almost.
I almost maybe picked up a guitar.
Right. And you put it down.
And then it fell down.
But this is your moment to pick it back up.
This is, I don't know. You know how expensive guitars are?
Well, yeah, but they got a couple in the hallway you could borrow.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
You can't take those autographed guitars that are in the hallway.
Get your practice on. Just put it right back. Nobody will ever know.
Hey, what are they going to do? Fire me? The engineer's going to walk into the rack room and be like, who took the Rascal Flatts autographed guitar?
They get mad when I eat in the studio. They're not going to let me steal the Rascal Flatts priceless guitar. Right.
Mo?
Yes.
Here we go. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I don't know when. I don't know where, but I will do a piano duet with you because I played piano for 8 years.
You did?
I did.
I had a feeling if I brought this to the table, someone else on the staff would have played an instrument or at least tried to at least before.
I played the flute. I can go all Lizzo up on stage with y'all.
So
skin flute or real flute?
What?
Oh, is that dirty?
Yeah. It's
okay. Yeah, no, I played the real flute in band, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
That 1,000% counts.
That's right.
So in third, I remember in 3rd grade, I started my piano lessons. Mrs. LeMaster lived on our street. She lived a couple houses down. So I would walk down to her house and do piano lessons every single week. And I did that from 3rd grade all the way to my sophomore year of high school when I finally had to quit because I liked basketball more.
Really? Mm-hmm. That's a long time. Do you still remember? Like the keys, the placements and all? You do?
Yeah. That's something you don't forget. Like, you put some sheet music in front of me, and as long as it's like, you know, not advanced, if it's like
Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star,
beginner or intermediate.
You're on my sunshine. That's where I'm at right now.
I can knock it out for you easy. And then my recital pieces, I still remember my recital pieces, and I could bust because you had to memorize those. You weren't allowed to have sheet music to play your recital pieces.
Uh-huh.
But if you are serious about this, because, you know, with the inspiration of the dueling pianos that we had at our Burt's Big Adventure dinner that one night, if you and I want to get on stage and, you know, tickle the ivories together, I will 1,000% do it.
Let's do this. I'm serious. And I wasn't going to say anything because I like to normally keep things to myself.
I don't know
if I'm going to follow through, but no, I'm going to follow through with this. I'm so serious.
I played the piano for my best friend's wedding.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
What? Yeah.
She asked me, so for her to walk down the aisle and then walk out and then some music. Yeah, no. So, and I did that and I was so nerve wracking. And I didn't have a piano at my house, Abby. So what you have to do is I went to a music store and brought headphones and had to sit there with one of those Casio piano is to sit there and practice and play to learn how to play the music.
No.
If you want a singer, I will help you and I'll help write songs because I used to write songs when I was back in that my girl group back in the day.
Okay, really? Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm. We would do little performances and write songs and sing our own songs.
See, now, this is the energy I was looking for.
So, okay, I will tap into this energy because I just don't know if we were going to ever do a public performance if I could ever learn guitar that quickly. However, I think I could get up on stage, shake some ass, and a tambourine.
That works.
Could I be your background dancer and your tambourine player?
Absolutely.
Okay, so fun fact,
you also played the tambourine.
No, I don't.
You should
I tried.
Have.
But there's a warning that comes with playing the tambourine. So I was in Napa on a press junket for Cougar Town. So there's like Courtney Cox and all the stars of Cougar Town in this like really, really fancy barn at a winery. And there's a band. And my friend Kennedy, who is on the radio in Boston, has a beautiful voice. So the band let her get up there and she was singing. So I got up there and grabbed the tambourine. And again, we had been wine tasting all day. So we were just S-faced. And I had that tambourine and I was just banging it on my hip and my ass. And we were just like, we were jamming out. I had the biggest bruise on my hip and on my butt from where I banged myself with the tambourine so hard. So all I'm saying is if you do tambourine, which I highly encourage you do, just don't mar yourself.
Yeah, get some hip pads or something. You have to put you in a full football uniform. Right.
So we got tambourine, we got pianos, we got a songwriter. Mikey, what do you got?
I play guitar.
Way!
We got a band.
Let's go!
Like 12 years or something. So.
12 years?
Yeah, a long time.
This is what I'm talking about. We just started a bird show band.
It's coming together.
No, listen, I love you. I don't have the time to commit to actually forming a band, but I will do a performance with you.
One night band.
It's the one night only band.
The Bird Show.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Work moves fast. Every email, report, and proposal counts. That's where Grammarly comes in. It's your one place to think, write, and finish. Grammarly's AI agents help you find natural phrasing, fine-tune tone, and confidently write wherever you work. It's the premier writing tool that 93% of users trust to get more work done. In a world of generic AI, don't sound like everyone else. With Grammarly, you never will. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com.